This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The National Enquirer, come on, the cover of National Enquirer. Obama and Hillary order FBI to spy on Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. Can you believe that? The National Enquirer has the nerve. Do you understand how big that is? You're out there going, Kevin, what are you talking about, Mr. Jackson, Mr. Black Man on the radio? I'm telling you that at the level of the supermarket minion, at the level of, you know, the gossip mongers, the Globe, and whatever other little magazines that are out there that gets down to the guttural level of America, somebody said that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton tried to spy on Trump. We're not talking, you know, the Wall Street Journal. How many people do you know read the Wall Street Journal? Well, we know a few, but how many of your cousin them, you know, or in you case of you white folks, you're across the tracks, kinfolk, read the Wall Street Journal? But how many of them go to the supermarket? And how many of them look at that National Enquirer, the cover? Have you seen it? Did you guys see the cover? Yeah, you did the story, yeah. So if you see the cover, it's got a picture of Hillary, a picture of Barack Obama, and it says across there, Obama and Hillary order FBI to spy on Trump. That was in every grocery store, convenience store across America. God bless America. Can you believe? When I tell you that the things that Donald Trump does gets down to the level of the minions, the regular folks, that's what we're talking about. I gave you some of the polls on this. There was an earlier poll that I want to talk about this hour. And the reason is it's a shift because you're watching a monumental shift of polling. And what it is, this is the theme of the show today, a shocker. It's a shock for the left. It's probably a shock to many people on the right. What's interesting about shock is it does have that impact. There's negative shock and there's positive shock. The negative shock is what the Democrats are feeling right now. They don't know which way is up. Remember what happened when Barack Obama came into office? And our future shock was we didn't know what this clown was going to do. He's closing Gitmo. He's letting in terrorists. He's letting in bad Mexican banditos, MS-13 gangs. He's orchestrating to bring thousands, tens of thousands of kids to our border so he can flood the nation. We had kids with scabies and all kinds of crazy stuff that were coming out because we weren't controlling the borders the way we should. He ruined our foreign policy. He made us one of the weakest nations in the world. He tried to give away the nukes. He sold uranium. He had a Secretary of State who got people killed, and he didn't even care. What? Ran guns into Mexico, killed veterans on waiting lists, prosecuted conservatives with the strength of the IRS, using the IRS as a tool. What do I need to tell you about this clown? He did all kinds of negative things to this country. And you didn't get the word about it because you were too busy in shock because you were still paying that Obamacare bill going, what the? And while you were going, what the? Other things were happening all around you. And that's where we are. But you know what? It's changing. They were shocked for the good. Oh, we got nationalized health care, and we're social justice warriors. And, you know, that doesn't matter. We kill bad guys over there. And, you know, they didn't care. Bring in the Muslims, bring in the Mexican gangs, bring in the drugs, bring in the sex trafficking, the slavery. Who cares? We're getting our votes. Yee-hee! And we're shocked because we're going, this is just common sense. And so we are where we are. But now guess what? They're in shock. Donald Trump shocked the Republicans in a good way by living up to his promises. more shocking, he took the anti-Trump Republicans and he's twisted them around to where they're in lockstep. He's got Democrats going, like Manchin going, I better get over on this side of the aisle. So they're swinging over to the right. And you know what? The left is swinging farther to the left with less and less people. Less and less people. I'll prove that to you. You want to listen to this program today? By the way, you can get it at any time you want, kjradio.com, 24/7 live. Send that link to your friends on the internet. I'm telling you, I'm going to prove to you today that we are making a difference, a huge difference, crushing these clowns. They are in shock. There's the body goes into shock after a physical trauma. It's meant to, you know, to not let you panic too much, but it goes into shock. It's an actual mechanism so that you don't die instantaneously. And now, eventually, you would die. For example, if a bear attacked you, right? He'd be, and you fight. And then eventually, your body goes, well, that hurt. I better just quit recognizing pain and accept the inevitable, and boom. So there's a physical trauma, but so does the human psyche. It goes into shock after the impact of a loss, a major loss. It could be the loss of a parent. It could be the loss of a spouse. It could be the loss of a child. Or it could be the loss of an election. And Democrats are in that kind of shock trauma right now. Now, you would think, that's as good as it gets. I mean, these guys are just traumatized. No, it's continuing. Because, as I said earlier in the broadcast, there's a shock wave. There's the initial explosion. And that kills people at the epicenter. But what killed people at the epicenter with the election of Donald Trump is still killing people with the shock wave. Because the shock wave was, they never anticipated this guy would be there. And now the fallout is Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the FBI, which includes James Comey, McCabe, and Rosenstein, and many others, Department of Justice. That shockwave continues to ripple. And it's the shockwave is like getting a kick to the naughty region. It's not good. That's what's going on, folks. A major shock to the psyche of the left. And so the cover of the Inquirer is part of that. I want you to think of the ripple effect, the shockwave of people going by that stand, the ordinary Joes that normally don't pay attention to politics, and front and center is Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and the National Enquirer, who's become more of a news source than the fake news guys like CNN and MSNBC and all those guys, is telling them Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton ordered the FBI to spy on Trump.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If you've been watching the left, they have been touting, and this has been, I don't know when last time I saw it, it's probably been a week or two, but they were touting, you know, that the Democrats are, you know, optimistic about going into 2018 with the, you know, election cycle and all this, and it's starting to dwindle. Haven't heard much about it recently, and I've been giving you guys polls in the last hour. We talked about shocking polls around Obama surveillance. We've talked about the shocking poll post Donald Trump State of the Union address. And here's what's so sad about all of this. If the left just came along and said, you know what, guys, you were right. Donald Trump's done a really good job. We still feel like we have philosophical differences. We'd like to address those, but he seems reasonable. And a perfect example is DACA, but I'm not going to get into that right now because I'm going to run out of time. But you would think that these guys would say, would just finally do a mea culpa and say, let's work together. I mean, that's what this is all supposed to be about. But they aren't doing it. And so what I've made a prediction is, and I'm going to say it again, I told you guys I'll say it until it finally comes true so I can remind you, because I do want to tell you, I did not kill Osama bin Laden, but I did predict that Donald Trump would become the next president of the United States. And I was one of the few people that was very confident about it. I never wavered. And certainly, yea, verily, it happened. And yes, I am a guru. So there you go. But there's another poll, that, and I'm just starting to see this. And this poll came out about, I don't know, a week, maybe a week and a half ago. And it was in the Washington Examiner. And here's what it says. Democratic lead in generic House ballot collapses from 15% to 2%. So they were saying that the Democrats had a lead in terms of who's going to run the House or whatever. And I don't even know how they calculated it, but I'll tell you what the article says. It says Republicans are gaining on their Democratic counterparts in the generic House ballot, a new poll published recently found. Democrats maintain a lead over the GOP on the generic ballot, with 47% of registered voters saying they'd support Democratic candidates over Republicans if the election were held today. 45% of voters would support GOP candidates. Now, this was a Monmouth University poll. So, 47% would favor Democratic candidates over Republicans. 45% of voters would support GOP candidates. Now, this, again, we're a year into Donald Trump at this point. I mean, over a year. And that's the polling, according to Monmouth University, that still people prefer Democrats over Republicans. And I can only presume that they believe Republicans are obstructionists, that they shut down the government, that they don't stand for the principles of Barack Obama, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? But here's what they said. The latest figures for the generic ballot are a marked shift from December, when 51% of voters said they would back Democrats, compared to 36% who would cast ballots for Republicans. Let that sink in. I just want you to soak in that. I want you to marinate for just a minute. Hey, we got any Barry White we can play while people are marinating? Boom, choo-choo, boom, cha. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never, never gonna stop. Anyway, so here's the deal. Sexy talk aside, sexy voice aside of Kevin Jackson, that is huge. In a month, I think those are December versus January numbers, in a month, the Democrats supposedly had a 51 to 36% advantage over Republicans over who the country wanted to see running things. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't affect most of the races. Most of these races are, these guys have enough money, they got enough momentum. But now, it's 47 to 45, 2%, which has to be within the margin of error, as they say. But that's within a month. I want you to picture this, a 15-point swing going to a 2-point swing. What do you think it's going to be next month? I mean, for what they register in February. You think it's going to be maybe a 3-4-point swing towards the Republicans? What happens when the Democrats watch that poll swing and suddenly it's a 15% gap, Republicans ahead of Democrats? Now, I don't care what the poll numbers are. I'm just telling you what the poll, that's what they said. That's what they reported. But here's what I want to show you. I want to talk to you about trends, because that's the biggest deal. So we talked about surveillance poll, people believing that Obama surveilled Donald Trump. And 83% of Republicans say he did, 55% of independents say he did, and 31% of Democrats say he did. He surveilled them. 54% want to see a special counsel applied to this latest development. Now, prior to that, the polls for the State of the Union, 97% of Republicans said it was amazing, 72% of independents said it was amazing, and 43% of Democrats said it was amazing. Now, go back and look at any poll from when Donald Trump, from the moment he took office, they said he's the lowest polling president to win election. When he got elected, I'm talking about his president-elect. When he went into office, they said he's the lowest polling president to be sworn in. They still want Hillary, the popular vote, blah, 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 right? They were telling you this is what's going on with the polls. And suddenly, You in the very same polling that is heavily, not heavily, but it's certainly skewed towards Democrats. I think it's heavily. It's skewed towards Democrats and independents. You're now seeing numbers in the 50-plus percentile that are, Trump is moving in the right direction. We like the new version of this. We certainly approve of Trump in this regard. And you've got this monumental shift. We're not talking about 1 or 2 points, folks. We're talking about monumental shift. Imagine you're a Democrat strategist, and 2 months ago, you had numbers that showed Trump at 36%, and suddenly, he's now at 47%, and your number's gone way down. What are you thinking? Tell me what's mama's milk for these guys right now. I'd like to know, what are they going to hang their hat on? Voting no to the tax cut? To this tax bill? What are they going to hang their hat on? The overhaul of Obamacare that actually gets people out and getting to use their medical care? What are they going to hang their hat on? The drop in unemployment that continues, the jobs that are coming back to America, an economy that's flourishing, stock market notwithstanding, that's not going to be, you can talk about the fact that it's gone up, and certainly it's retracted some, but I'm going to tell you something. That's actually good news. What are you talking about, Kevin? It is. It's good news because you need it to retract a bit so that by the time it goes into 2018 November, you're looking at it starting to rise again. You know, you would think that it gave back all its gains. The stock market lost some momentum. But, yeah, I want it to retract because once it starts rising again and it hits 2018, November of 2018, you're going to see people going, holy cow, because the rest of the economy is already going to be in the midst of being fixed. So, good news for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I gotta tell you, I love it when these leftists get caught in their own traps, their own words. Catch them. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm talking about, see, that's where the T was coming from. I'm talking about Warner. Senator Warner, who... Well, let's just play this clip, as he had this to say, and then Jim Jordan commented afterwards, and then we'll get into the story. But Senator Warren, top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, leading a congressional investigation into President Trump's so-called ties to Russia, and here's what he had to say when he thought he had Donald Trump Jr. by the short hairs.
I think that the president, frankly, I can't believe what he's saying. And here was in black and white an email that said, hey, meet with this Russian lawyer acting as an agent of the Russian government. And this is part of the Russian government's effort to help then-candidate Trump and to discredit Clinton. I don't know anybody, Democrat or Republican, that would take that kind of meeting with not only a foreign government, but a foreign adversary, and frankly, a government that we've learned was trying to hack into our whole electoral process, and frankly, fairly successfully, was able to interfere.
Okay, now that was Warner early on in this so-called investigation, and as we've learned, a complete and utter liar. And everything that he just said is completely bogus. The Russians did nothing to influence our elections. Donald Trump has nothing to do with the Russians. And then we learn that Warner himself, the guy who is saying you should not be taking this kind of a meeting, blah, 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 he is nothing but a lying scoundrel, and text messages snagged him. This is a guy who had extensive contact last year with a lobbyist for a Russian bigwig. They call him an oligarch. That's what everybody's using. They don't want to tell you what that means. It's just a big wig. Tied to the government, who was offering Warner access to the former British spy and dossier author Christopher Steele. And we got this from text messages. Here's what Warner texted to this lobbyist. His name is Adam Waldman. On March 22nd of 2017, we have so much to discuss. You need to be careful, but we can help our country. Now, that's not a guy looking for answers. That's a guy looking for an outcome to a narrative that's already been set. Can I get a hallelujah? Of course. And so Waldman texts back, I'm in. His firm has ties to Hillary Clinton. So Warner plotted to bring down Donald Trump with the help of a Russian lobbyist. But this clown had the nerve to slam Donald Trump Jr. for a meeting with the Russians that we now know had zero collusion. There was nothing involving Russian collusion other than Donald Trump Jr. saying, okay, if you got some information that can help us in the campaign against Hillary Clinton, we're willing to listen. 5 minutes into the meeting, he goes, this meeting's a joke, and he excuses himself. And that's it. And for the record, gave over all information, all text, and everything involving the meeting. Anyway, here's what they say about Warner's text exchange. They said, throughout the text exchanges, Warner seemed particularly intent on connecting directly with Steele without anyone else on the Senate Intelligence Committee being in the loop. Now, this is well beyond protocol. It says, in one text of the lobbyist, Warner wrote that he would, quote, rather not have a paper trail of his messages. And I can see why Warner would want this. You can't have an investigative committee connecting the dots on the witch hunt against the president because you would be accused of sedition. It's funny. People are now going back to what happened when they plotted against Abraham Lincoln. Four people were hung, including a woman. Hung for sedition. Treason. And what do we do today? We let them run for president. It certainly follows the course of action of the Democrats to hide stuff, doesn't it? Peter Strzok and Lisa Cage were jubilant at figuring out ways to get around that pesky federal records requirement. They discussed how to evade those requirements in private text. And here's what Page says. Have a meeting with Turgot about getting iPhone in a day or so. Strzok says, oh, hot dang. We get around our security monitoring issues, question mark? Page, no, he's proposing that we just stop following them. Apparently, the requirement to capture text came from the Office of Management and Budget, but we're the only org, I'm told, who is following that rule. His point is, if no one else is doing it, why should we? I'm told, thought I'd seen that there was an IG report. It says everyone is failing, but one has changed everything, so why not just join in the failure? They're rationalizing not keeping these texts the way they're supposed to, according to federal record standards. And they're saying this, why is it nobody's doing it in Obama's government? Why do we care? Unbelievable, folks, what these people are willing to do and what they will get away with if you let them. Now, he's not going to be able to pull a wiener on this one, claim somebody jacked his computer or some other nonsense. Here's what Fox also wrote. They said, an aide to Warner confirmed to Fox News that the text messages are authentic. The messages, which were obtained from a Republican source, are all marked confidential and are not classified. They were turned over to the Senate panel by Waldman last September. And let me tell you what I love about this. I've said it before. I'm going to say it until it's all said and done. I'm going to say it until Carl calls me and says, Kevin, you are a god, my friend. Carl is the guy who said that nobody's going to go to prison over this. Let me tell you what I like about this. The Republicans have finally gotten smart enough to not just expose their hands. They're letting it drip out. Drip. Drip, drip, drip. And every time there's a drip, the Democrats respond, we didn't do it. It's not like what you think. Drip. Well, I mean, we're kind of like what we just said. Drip, drip. I mean, you know, well, I know that looks bad, but drip, drip, drip. Oh, okay. So, well, what does it mean anyway? Drip. You're a racist. So that's what they do. Republicans have learned how to fight. They release this information in bite-sized chunks. And let me tell you what that does. It lets the American people savor each and every delicious morsel. An investigation that was supposed to be pointed at Donald Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner, Carter Page, and many other Republicans inside of the Trump satellite or sphere, if you want to call it, his universe, clearly has set its sights on nothing but Democrats. I haven't heard. Flynn is suing right now, saying, I'm done. I'm getting my life back.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Happy days are here again. Manafort, don't know, don't care, but I barely heard his name the other day for some reason. They're trying to bring that up. Believe it or not, there's a new name that's being mentioned by the left. It's laughable. I'm not going to get into it now because it's worth its own segment. But they have shifted gears so many times, they stripped them. And get this, more drips are coming. As soon as they build their defense and go, well, this is the reason, oops. Waldman is best known for signing a $40,000 monthly retainer in 2009 and 2010 to lobby for the U.S. government on behalf of a billionaire Russian. His name is Oleg Deripaska. And his visa had been revoked. I was going to say denied, but I was thinking, that's what I was thinking. Anyway, it had been revoked by the State Department in 2006 because supposedly they thought he had ties to organized crime, and I'm sure he does. So Warner colludes with a lobbyist of a Russian crime boss, and the Russian was considered so nefarious by the administration, the Bush administration, that they had revoked his visa. And this is who Democrats decide they're going to make their partner in crime over all of this. So when I go back to the original thing, Warner, the senator, who accused Donald Trump Jr. of taking a meeting with the Russians, which is what any presidential candidacy would have done, by the way. And where does he end up? He ends up on Front Street having to defend his actions, of which there's no defense. Donald Trump Jr. turned everything over. We had to get this stuff through Freedom of Information or we would never know. And for the record, if it weren't for the fact that Donald Trump were president, we wouldn't know any of the things that we're discussing right now. I love how this stuff turns out. This is better than any soap opera.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to cover some tweets. This is some good stuff. Get this. So Ari Fleischer said this. The 5 leading Senate Democrats who likely will run for POTUS, Booker, Harris, Gillibrand, Warren, and Sanders, all voted no on the budget. It will be fun watching how each maneuvers so no one can get to their left. The farther left they go, the harder it will be for them to win a general. This is George Bush's guy from a while back, Ari Fleischer. He's exactly right. Hey, glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. You know what? I love covering these tweets, and I think this is a great addition to the program. We used to do Tweet of the Day and stuff like that. Twitter's become such a powerful tool. In fact, the other day while the market was down, Twitter was up like 4%. I don't know why. It was funny that the market dropped whatever 1,000 points and Twitter was up 4%. So maybe Donald Trump's propping it up for all we know. But there's no way to pick just one. That's the point. You guys are so clever. By the way, if you do, or if you're on Twitter, you can connect with me at Kevin Jackson TBS. That's how you can find me. Tucker Carlson said this: there are more immigrants in our country right now than at any other time. Is this country more united? Stronger? Just the opposite. And everyone knows it. Maybe it's because our elites welcome immigrants by telling them how flawed America is and how bigoted its native population. Hashtag Tucker. And here's what's interesting to me about that. Tucker Carlson is not only right, but it brings up such a deep level discussion around DACA that I've already touched on. And that's not, I mean, I'm not trying to say, you know, hey, Tucker's thinking along the same lines, but he kind of is. Because see, what I've said about the people that we bring into this country, as opposed to letting them in illegally, everybody looks at DACA and some form of immigration reform as a bad thing. What this immigration reform is going to do is it will take the people who are here illegally, and it's going to run them through a gauntlet. And that gauntlet is the American system. They got to learn the language. They got to learn. I mean, think about everything they've got to do to go through the system legally. They got to pay a fee. They got to learn the language. They got to study up on civics. They got to do everything that the people who have been doing it the right way would do it. And I would love to have someone who's processing, that's a legal immigrant to this country, call the show. If you don't want to call, no problem. I got friends that I can bring on. But the number is 844-551-8255. And if you don't get us live, leave me a way to contact you, and I'll get you on the program. And I want you to tell us how you got into the country and what all it took. Now, I've got friends that have gotten in. It's amazing stories. I got one friend who came in, and he was on a true refugee status. He would have died had they gone back to Ethiopia. Can talk to him. I have another friend who came in on the lottery. African friend. I tell his story often. Put him in a hotel, and he was watching the running water going, what is this? It was like, this is wild. And on. I got all kinds of legal immigrant stories. And I can tell you a few illegal immigrant stories, because we had a guy's name was Mike. When I grew up on this big cattle ranch in Texas working for this wealthy white family, Mike had been there longer than we had. He would come every year, work in America, and return to Mexico walking. Walking. I don't know if he hitched the ride or halfway or whatever, but he found his way back to that ranch every single year of my life growing up. And I don't know when old Mike finally didn't make the trek. But I knew him my entire existence on that ranch. He worked there for whatever period of time. And then one day, Mike was gone. Got in his paycheck and disappeared. Back to Mexico. And you know what? I appreciate that. He couldn't make money in Mexico. He made the trek to America. I don't know what it took for him to get here, but man, he did it every time. We're talking Central Texas. And he made it. And then he would leave, go take care of his family, and he'd come back to Texas. He wasn't partying. He wasn't philandering and going to the clubs. He was working his butt off and going back home and taking care of his family. And I don't know what happened to Mike's lineage and all that. The dude didn't speak enough English to say grace over. And at the time, I didn't speak any Spanish. So it was pretty much hola and buenos dias. But, you know, I'm proud of the dude. And if many of the Mexicans coming to America were to get their work permits and then go home, I'd be proud of them, too. But I'm not proud of the ones who stay and want to take advantage of our system. And so what Tucker is saying is when these people come over here and they are flawed, they're told America's bad, and then they start marching against us, holding up their flags from the very country that they don't even want to go back to. Here's what's interesting. Dreamers today, supposedly, I don't know if this is true, but I saw it written, a couple stories where they say the Dreamers are threatening to leave the United States if they don't get what they want. And you know what everybody in the U.S. is saying? Go. Go. You want to go back to Guatemala? Go. You want to go back to El Salvador? Go. You want to go back to Mexico? Go. You want to go to Africa? Go. When is it that these people stop looking at this country as, milk and honey, I can come over there and do something with my life, versus this country owes me something? This country doesn't owe them a doggone thing. And what was funny, Michelle Malkin said something along those lines. She said, the reason why you know these dreamers don't deserve to be here is because they claim that they're entitled. How are you entitled? Your parents brought you over here illegally. And we've been trying. If you found this out and you wanted to be entitled, you should have gone immediately to the authorities and said, hey, look, I'm illegal. I didn't realize it. I understand there are going to be ramifications. And let me tell you, I know that's scary. I bet it is, boy. If you grew up in, you're a white person growing up in Africa or something, somewhere in Africa, Cameroon, and your parents had brought you over there, and it was beautiful, and the life you had and where you were from was, some third world white person led armpit. And then you had to go back, you'd be, oh, Lord, nuh-uh. White people are laughing at me going, Kevin, there are no third world armpits with white people. Sorry to tell you that, brother. I get it. I know y'all are trying to laugh at me, but you get my point. If you saw the United States, it doesn't matter what color the people are. If where you were living was amazing compared to where you were from, and then you're over there acting like you're entitled to it, you're not entitled to be in America. There is no such thing. You can be grateful to be here. I am, as a citizen of America, I will tell you this right now. I am grateful to be in this country. Grateful. I am so happy that my ancestors were put on a boat. And I don't know how it happened. I don't know whether some tribe beat up my tribe, because I'm a lot of different people. But whatever tribe got beat up, that got my ancestors on a boat, and then they came over here and ended up in America, as much as whatever they went through, I am so, God bless them. Bless those people. Because Lord knows, I don't want to be born on that. Whatever part of my lineage, I told you guys, I'm 23% Nigerian, I'm Benin, I'm some four different types of African, okay? I don't want to be from any. I would hate to have to go. If they looked at my DNA, like, Kevin, you must go live in Nigeria. No, I ain't going. I would fight. Oh, I would fight. Man, I would put my skills. Let me just say this. You better bring more than four. Oh, they big boys, right? Big old ATF, Secret Service, Green Beret. You better bring more than four. Yeah, bring three. Watch out. Watch what happens. I'll be in there eating a lunch when they send in the next batch. Shoot. They're like, Kevin, you ain't that bad. Green Berets and Navy SEALs, they take you down. Try to send me to Africa. Watch how bad I am. I'm like a rabbit, a baboon. Man, a leopard won't mess with me. I cut you to shreds. I ain't leaving America. I'm Native American. That's right, baby. Born in Trenton, New Jersey. I'm as native as they come. Yeah. Give me my headdress. Shoot. I may have never made an arrowhead in my life, but I'm Native American. Never worn a headdress. Never killed a buffalo. Just as Native American as anybody else. So I love what Tucker is implying, though, because it's so true. The left have certainly made America, we're the bad guys, and yet everybody wants to come. And they're the ones, in his bigger point, we're not stronger with these people. It would be different if they were bringing the fabric of their being here, but we're not, because of leftism.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.